You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning, Bill Youngman and Jim Phelan. They are with the Motherlode chapter of the Mule Deer Foundation. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Well, let me ask you, is the Mule Deer Foundation a national foundation?
Yes, it is. Jim may have to correct me, but I think there's 113 chapters across the nation.
And you represent the Motherlode chapter of the Mule Deer Foundation. So what is the Mule Deer Foundation all about?
It's working for the habitat of deer and their subspecies, and actually all animals, basically. When we're up in the forest working on, you know, restorating a meadow or, you know, stream or whatever, it's for all the animals in the forest.
And Jim Phelan, I want to ask you, how active is the Motherlode chapter of the Mule Deer Foundation?
We're pretty active. We're getting older, so we're not as active as we used to be because most of our members are older. There is a sweat equity award at the national convention that they just had last week that is in honor of Bob Terry, who was probably our first chapter chair here in Sonora, who happened to die on a project out in Jawbone. So we've been very active, and we're more active into the studying part right now than we are the actual physical labor, although Bill and my son TJ and I did build a fence out at Jawbone Lava Cap, which was relatively strenuous, but we had tractors and stuff to help us because we're old.
And Bill, I know this is an important foundation for you. Why did you want to become involved with this?
I became involved almost 18, 20 years ago when Bob Terry passed away on one of our projects. I stepped up and took over the chapter chair, and I've been here, 12? I think it's been about 12 years now since Bob passed away, and I just want to keep it going. I mean, it's just a good organization, and I became a life member probably 12, 14 years ago.
Is it difficult to recruit new members?
It can be in Tuolumne County. They're all over. Young people have got their growing families, and
they've got more things to do.
Right. Coming up this Saturday over at the Sonora Elks Lodge, you are going to hold the 24th annual banquet and auction. Tell me about this. What can we expect?
We usually have anywhere between 12 to 18 auction items, a lot of raffle items that we've got donated from our local community. And we'll have a silent auction. We'll have a ladies' table where it's a raffle and only ladies can win off that table.
The doors open at 5, dinner served at 7.
At 7.
What does the meal include?
Meal includes steak. Billy Morales is cooking scallop potatoes,
steak, green beans, scallop potatoes, salad. And it's been a really good dinner in the last quite a few years that we've been having it.
And this is open to the general public.
Yes, they just have to. We'd like their tickets purchased early so we can at least have enough steaks or know how many steaks to buy so we don't get stuck with a whole bunch of leftovers, you know.
And Bill left out an important table is the kids' table, which is a very popular table.
We've been sponsoring a kids' table or a kids' raffle for the last, 5, 6 years, 7 years.
Yeah, maybe a little longer.
Maybe longer than that. But every kid that comes that's under 15 or under 16 will get something. It don't cost anything.
This is a full evening. What are the funds used for?
Our chapter rewards are folded back into different habitat projects.
Back into the county out of the banquet. Comes back to our community for using whatever we see fit we need to do. You know, last year we did that fence up in Jawbone around a water guzzler, and that the chapter rewards funded that. It was what cost about $2,500 to do that metal fencing, and you know that's where the money goes back. It goes right all back into the ground.
All right. So tell us about tickets. How do we get a hold of tickets, and what's the cost?
The tickets you can get hold of me. My phone number is 532-0819 is my home number, or 743-5922 is my cell number. Tickets are for an adult is $70. It gives you a membership in the Mule Deer Foundation for 1 year and your dinner. You know, couples is $100 for two dinners and one membership. A single is $35, and that just pays for the dinner. You know, you get a nice steak dinner. We do have a sponsor table. It's $800. There's four memberships, eight people, eight dinners. You get a special ticket for a gun raffle.
And your telephone number one more time.
743-5922 or 532-0819.
Jim Phelan, let me ask you one last question, and time unfortunately is running short, but I know you're starting a massive multi-year $369,000 restoration project. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, that's out there in the Jawbone Lava Flat area. It's part of the Rimfire Restoration. This money came from, I believe it's called now the California Big Game Fund, and we're going to start the project. It was supposed to started last year, but because of the way things go, it didn't get started. We may actually try to get it all done in 1 year this year if the weather goes not the way it's going now.
Yeah,
because we probably won't be able to get out there and start work till late this year, so it may be a two-year project. It's going to be thinning of a existing plantation that didn't burn in the rim fire. And the trees are planted on like an 8 or 10 foot spacing, so they're extremely close together. They're about 20 feet high now, and they should probably be 40. But the branches are intertwined. The deer can't get through there.
Nothing can get
through. Nothing can get through there except maybe a squirrel. And also some brush mastication, which is grinding up and shredding, so hopefully the oaks out there can grow.
Steak dinner this Saturday night.
Great steak dinner.
Sonora Elks Lodge. Doors open at 5:00. Dinner served at 7:00. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.